This video goes to Amir of Magtow.tv. Hey man, I know the darkness is kind of weird. I'm not going to show my face today. It's red night. It is 4:30, almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just woke up and I saw your video on Synagogue of Satan. And it was a 41-minute classic. But I got some questions for you, just regarding some things and just kind of wondering what you think of certain things. The first thing, I'm going to do this very quick. The first thing is, what do you think of digital ID? Do you think it's the mark? Do you think it's kind of like the beginning of the mark? You know, this whole destroying anonymity over the internet and making your online life and your real life the exact same thing. What do you think about that? Also, Synagogue of Satan. Do you, if you think that the Jays are the Synagogue of Satan, who are the real Jews? Do you think they're black people? Do you think they're Muslims? Like, what do you think? Because I have heard all my life that African Americans were the original Jews, and black people ruled the whole world. And I don't know if it's Hebrew Israelites, which is a cult, but I've heard things throughout my life. And we're about the same age, kind of. I'll be 38 next month, so we're around the same age, I think. And you know, I think we've been around the earth long enough to kind of see things for what they are. As for the war, do you think that it's going to be a never-ending war? Or do you think it's just going to be kind of like maybe 6 to 9 months, or maybe a 15, 17-month war? Because I looked at a video talking about how, you know, the U.S. military is running out of ammunition for the war, and they're trying to wrap it up. But then I heard Donald Trump wanted to make it, you know, last a little bit longer. And we're running out of ammunition, we're running out of rockets, we're running out of everything. And it doesn't really bother me or concern me. I don't care. I don't care. I've got my own problems to deal with. You guys know this. But I just wonder what's your opinion on that. And I don't know. You mentioned getting out of America and stuff, but here's the thing. Us as humans can't run from Satan. Us as humans can't run from God's wrath. So whether it's digital ID or RFID chip, it's going to be global. Revelation 13 talks about the mark of the beast being all around the world, everywhere. You can't escape it. All the unknown islands are going to be affected that we don't know about. All the lands of the custodians, they're going to be affected. All the other flat earth disks that are on the earth, supposedly, by the Infinite Terror map, they're all going to be affected, supposedly. So, if I'm coming to you from that angle, like, I'd rather just stay here and watch the whole earth, watch the whole country burn. And when it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. Because, you know, I personally know I don't have a lot of time left on this earth. I'm not going to make it to 60. I'm not going to make it to 70. I think we all know this. You know? And I'm not, and this isn't a suicide thing. I'm talking about world events, judgment, God's wrath, the wrath of Satan, Satan being punished eternally, and his children being punished eternally. Most importantly, the Nephilim, all that. That it's going to happen either way. So why try to escape America if it's going to happen anyway around the whole world? I don't know. Just something I was kind of thinking about when I saw your video. And yeah, that's kind of it. And congrats on your CDL, man. Oh, speaking of CDL, what do you think of, like, self-driving cars? I mean, I was kind of worried about you when you said you're getting your CDL. But the thing is that self-driving cars is going to be a thing sooner or later. I forgot when, but, like, 2035 or something like that. I don't know. Gives you, like, 8 to 10, about 8 to 12 years of driving, which is plenty of money. I mean, you can definitely be a millionaire by the time you get to self-driving cars and stuff. That's exactly what I want for you. I want you to have money. I want you to be a millionaire. I don't want you being broke all the time. I don't want that. For any of you guys on the MGTOW.TV site, for anyone, I don't want people to be broke all the time. You know, like me. I'm doing good. But anyway, that's really the only thing I wanted to say. And that's the only thing I wanted to really talk about. Just a couple of questions for you, Amir. And, you know, you can message me in the DMs. You can make a video about it. I don't really care. But I just want to make me a quick video. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going back to sleep. Okay, bye, guys.